Are you ready for the workplace reckoning? 9th of December, 2025. By Elementary Content Team. Seismic change is coming to the workplace. Yet organizations are in denial and will face dire consequences. This is the warning of Mitie's Managing Director of Workplace and Client Transformation, Lee Cater, who has navigated the challenging issue of shaping the workplace of the future. In this Perspectives article, Lee urges organizations to wake up to coming changes and start preparing before it's too late. Post-COVID, the workplace, as we know it, is undergoing profound transformation. While many organizations are making changes to keep up, few are preparing for the scale and pace of the seismic shift on the horizon. We need to act decisively and start rethinking the workplace of the future. What we face is not a slow evolution, but a workplace reckoning, and whether organizations survive will depend on choices and investments made today. Let's talk about Gen Z. We often talk about the workforce of the future, but that future is closer than we think. By 2030, less than 5 years away, Generation Z will make up nearly a third of the global workforce. But there's another side to this story that organizations need to consider. As detailed in Mitie's report, the multi-generational game, almost a quarter, 24%, of 18 to 34-year-olds have a mental health condition. This compares to 16% across the overall workforce. Similarly, 16% of the same age group have a neurodivergent condition, compared to 10% overall. So, what are organizations doing to prepare for this shift? In many cases, not enough, or worse, the wrong things. So what are organizations doing to prepare for this shift in workforce identity? In many cases, not enough, or worse, the wrong things. Neurodiversity and the need for solitude. The data is clear. Gen Z is more likely than any previous generation to identify as neurodivergent. That means they may process information, manage energy levels, and engage with both people and their environment differently. Yet most workplaces are still built around a one-size-fits-all model. Open-plan layouts, constant background noise, lack of personal space. One of the biggest pain points for today's users is chicken farms, of shared desks where colleagues chatter on Teams calls. All of this can be challenging for individuals who need quiet, control, or time to recharge. Current workplaces can be challenging for individuals who need quiet, control, or time to recharge. I believe we must create a diverse ecosystem of spaces that recognize this. Spaces for collaboration, yes, but also areas for solo, focused, quiet work. I emphasize that these aren't luxuries, they're essentials, and they will be the difference between organizations that attract and retain talent and those that don't. Free pizza isn't culture. Culture is another area where intentions and outcomes often don't align. According to Oxford Economics, 77% of Gen Z say they want to work for companies whose values align with their own, with purpose, sustainability, inclusivity, and well-being topping the list. But when it comes to action, too many organizations default to performative perks, themed dress days, free food or games rooms with ping pong tables. These generate a few smiles, but they're no substitute for real investment in technology, infrastructure, and well-being. Gen Z wants workplaces with strong Wi-Fi, reliable power supply, working screens and associated hardware, ergonomic furniture, inclusive policies, mental health support, and clear career pathways. They want to feel that their employer is invested in their success, not just their output. At the heart of this is creating spaces where people feel genuinely seen, heard, and valued. Too often we forget that work isn't just about clients or targets. It's about people thriving, human connection, authenticity, emotional intelligence. Ultimately, integrated FM providers like Mitie are critical to enabling human connections in the workplace, providing spaces that fuel engagement, loyalty, creativity, and well-being. The rise of AI and the need for agile environments. The nature of work is changing too. Artificial intelligence, automation, and digital transformation are reshaping roles, responsibilities, and productivity. Gen Z will embrace these tools more quickly than any previous generation. They'll expect seamless digital experiences, intuitive platforms, and innovative workplaces. But too often, we see organizations focus on aesthetics over function. The typical future workplace still features sprawling hot desking zones, screen-free breakout areas, or Instagrammable collaboration spaces. little thought is given to whether those spaces really support how people work. Workplace policies that miss the mark. Time and again, studies show that flexibility ranks higher than even salary in Gen Z's priorities. And yet, we're still seeing companies enforce mandatory return-to-office policies, often without considering whether the environment people are returning to is fit for purpose. We need to ask, are we designing workplaces for today's workforce or tomorrow's? Organizations must consider whether their workspaces are fit for purpose. There's an opportunity to rethink not just where people work, but when. For example, why not consider either optimizing space usage or closing buildings on Fridays? This not only aligns with Gen Z's preference for flexibility, but it's also an environmentally conscious choice that supports smarter use of space and energy. It's not too late, but the clock is ticking. The workplace reckoning isn't just about the physical environment, it's about mindset. About shifting from short-term thinking to long-term resilience. About recognizing that the decisions we make today will shape not only how we operate, but who chooses to work with us, and in what way, in the years ahead. None of this is about fear. It's about opportunity. The organizations that take action will be the ones that attract, engage, and retain the best people. They will be the ones who innovate faster, adapt more easily, and ultimately thrive in an uncertain future. The time to act is now. Let's build a workplace that is future-proof and aligned to company strategy, where Gen Z, and all generations, can do their best work. Do you agree with Lee? Share your thoughts by emailing lead.cater@aniteti.com. Lee Cater, Managing Director of Workplace and Client Transformation at Mighty, works closely with our clients to design and deliver integrated workplace and FM strategies. Lee's expert approach connects day-to-day operations with long-term property portfolio decisions, and she advises on workplace strategy, change management, and workplace technology.